Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 16th of November, recording at 9:12 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and it was another fairly dramatic day. Stock markets were down in Asia, pretty much across the board, although Australia had a small quarter of a point gain. China A-shares were down 4% on tightening fears. In Europe, stock markets were buffeted. Declines of just under to just over 2% for most of them. And on Wall Street, we had declines of just over 1.5% in the USA. They pegged those losses back a little bit towards the close. The market was down all day, and similar declines in the other North American and also in the main South American, Central and South American indices. In global bond markets, now, for most of the day, government bond prices, I'm talking about long-dated prices, were weaker. But then we got a, sort of an oversold rally in the U.S. Contracts here. And the long bond has been up as much as 1.5 points. Now, the U.S. dollar is steady again. It started off pretty much unchanged, but then picked up steam as we got further liquidation in previously high-flying commodities, and that really affected markets across the board. The industrial metals, crude oil, which fell another $2.70, currently down to 82. And gold got clipped for another 20. It's currently at 1341. Platinum down to 1644. Palladium 641. So these are quite big hits in here today. Copper, which had been so strong, is down over 19 cents to 372.8. And there aren't many exceptions. Is there any exception in the commodities? I don't think so, although I can't swear to it. Well, I don't have all of them within sight at the moment. Grain and bean complex was hit quite hard as well. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, if you have a very persistent rally from at least the end of August, right on into the middle of November, that, as has been previously mentioned in these audios, is anormal, atypical, and therefore is going to be followed, inevitably going to be followed by reactions and corrections. And I think the technical evidence that we've seen recently, and including today, very clearly indicates that the upward trends, the momentum in the upward trends has been checked. And that's, I would say that includes all commodities. We are therefore in a mean reversion phase. Whether we'll get a full mean reversion right back to the 200-day moving averages, and or how much downside action we will get relative to sideways action remains to be seen. But I would expect in the stock market indices a bit further in terms of downward to sideways action in what will range, really depending on how you define it, between a reaction, a bigger reaction than we've seen since August, and a correction for some stock markets. My guess is that Wall Street will come in under 10% on this decline, as far as the S&P is concerned. Some of the more overextended markets may see somewhat bigger reactions, but I regard this very much as a normal development within what is an ongoing cyclical bull market for global equities. We had week after week of very powerful evidence turning all the moving averages back upwards once again. It was a very lengthy consolidation, and so we're just coming back from overextended levels. I think it's a healthy process overall, and something that I've emphasized so often in these audios, I've said to subscribers, if you're going to sell, you know, if you're feeling a bit uneasy about the gains, if it looks like it's all occurring too quickly or too easily, if you are the least bit concerned, take some positions out into the teeth of the strength. I did a wee bit of that, but have chosen to ride most of my Fuller Money theme positions out because I remain bullish of them, and I'm willing to sit out reactions and corrections for the most part. But what I have also cautioned against, though, is dumping positions when everybody else is selling positions. So again, it was all sunshiny good news for a number of weeks, about 12 as I recall. So again, don't be surprised if this is a little bit difficult and stressful here in terms of sentiment. And inevitably sentiment improves on the way up and deteriorates on the way down. I do not think that the cyclical bull market is over. I do not think that this is the beginning of a bear market, because we don't have the ingredients, in my opinion, to cause that. But we were certainly overdue for reactions and corrections towards those 200-day moving averages that we have mentioned on so many occasions and illustrated, on a daily basis. Now, what about these long-dated government bonds? Well, one of the reasons why the prices have fallen sharply recently, yields have pushed up, is because the U.S. economy is not doing as badly as people had expected. The European Union has not fallen apart as a result of Ireland's, Portugal's, Greece's, etc. debt problems, because these are fairly well known. So bonds, which were at near historic low yields, I'm talking about the long-dated governments now, and we're really only maintaining those levels if people took the most draconian view of economic prospects worldwide, and if they expected no inflation, and there we had rip-roaring commodity prices up until a few days ago. So that realization has pushed down bond prices, pushed up yields. My own view, sorry about this, somewhat throaty, scratchy voice. But my own view, as I've mentioned before, is that we are in the overall bottoming out and base building process for long-dated government bond yields. Therefore, the bond futures prices are in top building phases, and I prefer to run shorts. I'm currently out of them as of yesterday, but with orders to sell overhead in a rally. So I'd be delighted to see U.S. Treasuries rally a little further, and they may well do that as stock markets come back a little more and sentiment deteriorates. a little bit. Now, in terms of currencies, the dollar was one of the big concerns of the world recently. So it may seem paradoxical that the markets, the commodity markets, and the stock markets, particularly the commodity markets, are very nervous in here right now while the dollar is going up. But it is logical. And the commodity price inflation that everybody felt, or so many central banks felt, that the U.S. Federal Reserve was creating, well, that's eased back. It's taken it's reduced the criticism here somewhat. And Bernanke has sensibly said that the policies that he was using were not designed to weaken the U.S. dollar further, but to strengthen it as they strengthen the U.S. economy. Fair point. Fair point overall. But what the outcome of all this means is that the dollar crisis that some were fearing is at least on hold. If it's never been a serious risk to begin with, it would be maybe premature to conclude the latter, but it's certainly on hold here right now. And if you look at a chart of the U.S. dollar index, that's 57% weighted by the euro, next sterling, then the yen. And those are the three big weightings in that, but euro dominated. The U.S. dollar has a series of rising lows, albeit from its historic lows. But I think we have a range-bound dollar that is going up right now because it was the carry trade of choice, as I've mentioned before. So we're getting short covering in the dollar as, or people are buying the dollar as they are piling out of their commodity positions. And that may run a little further. The fact that commodities have come down so rapidly, when we know they're volatile, we also know that the CFTC has been raising margin requirements on a number of these commodities, as they should, when you get spikes to the upside. But the fact that commodities have fallen back so sharply is a clear indication that there was plenty of speculation in these markets. And the commodity price inflation that I was very much fearing and mentioning often in these audios has abated. So we've got peaks on just about every commodity going of at least short-term significance, and the sharp reactions suggest to me that it's more medium-term significance. In other words, corrections rather than reactions. And for new subscribers, I think of a reaction as being a relatively small move, fair amount of ranging perhaps for a few weeks, but a shallow setback, whereas a correction is bigger and probably lasts a few months. Well, the technical action that we're seeing in commodities suggests that these are very definitely corrections. Now, what that will do is bring markets back to eventually quite oversold levels, and we're getting there pretty quickly. And then I think they'll start to rally all over again because the global economy is not doing that badly, despite the very slow growth in the western parts of the world. But they are growing, and the emerging, I prefer to say progressing, economies are absolutely booming. And What else is there to mention? I've covered bonds, I've covered the commodities, I've covered the US dollar. I think, I won't ramble on, except I will mention that due to events and functions, including the chart seminar, which is this Thursday and Friday, that I will be completing the audio and the posting of a comment of the day before the close on Wall Street. It's normally after the close, but it will definitely be before the close, and probably before 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time for the next 3 days. And on that note, all the best to all of you.